The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're in Killarney this evening for a good card to look forward to on Wednesday evening. The feature race this evening is the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, but there's plenty of other good races to look forward to alongside that. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is Andy Holding, our Irish racing expert. How are you, Andy?
Very well, thanks, Mark.
Good man. It's not a bad card in Killarney this evening.
No, it looks all right. Competitive feels. Each way betting in every race,
yeah,
which is nice. And, by far and away the best race of the evening is, of course, the race you've already mentioned, the listed race. Not a particularly strong one, though, ever. Nothing absolutely outstanding. A lot of them coming here in not particularly good order, so it's not the easiest of races to work out.
Yeah. We'll come on to that later on in the card. That's race four, so that's at 6:30. But the first race is the 5 o'clock, and we start with a European Breeders' Fund maiden over a mile and half a furlong, and this is for colts and geldings. And we have an odds-on favourite at the top of the betting in the shape of Kingfisher, who was fourth on debut in what looks like it could have been quite a decent maiden. Free Eagle was the winner there, and he could be something else. And the second on that occasion was the Ballydoll First String Orchestra, who subsequently bolted up, and he was only two and a quarter lengths behind him. So is Kingfisher going to get off the market the second time of asking, Andy?
You'd imagine so, wouldn't you, really? You've already summed it up perfectly for me, really. That race at Leopardstown was very good. Obviously won by Free Eagle, who's, I think, favourite for next year's Derby, isn't he? Ran about 8-1. Certainly one of the most impressive maiden winners so far this season, visually and as well on the clock, more importantly. The speed figure of that race indicates that Dermot Wells' charge is well above average. In fact, he's one of the quickest two-year-olds I've got so far this season. At 84 on the figures, absolutely fantastic run. Not too many two-year-olds have done that kind of time. So no great surprise to see, as you said, the second win so subsequently, Orchestra, in very easy fashion the other day down in Tipperary. And we've got Kingfisher, who kept on quite nicely under pressure, or minimal pressure from Shami Heffernan, back in fourth. Certainly not knocked about, and with that experience he's garnered from that run, in a good speed figure race, you'd expect him with his experience and up against what largely is a fairly modest-looking bunch of horses to take this contest. If there is going to be a danger, it could well develop from perhaps one of the Dermot Weld runs, because I noticed that Dermot Weld obviously had that Free Eagle to win that race at Leopardstown, and he also ties in with a horse called Ruler of France in this race, David Watchman's charge, because he had the winner of that race, Danny Listole, Glory Boy, the race at Ruler of France was second in. So if you like, he's got a good marker with regards to this race, and he runs two, Lord of the Nile with Pat Mullen on board, suggests he's the number one, and also a Bushfight as well, in the same colours as Glory Boy. So interesting that Dermot Wells got a couple in this race. But either way, it should go the way of Kingfisher. And if the bandwagon sort of like develops, this horse could go off ridiculously short. I've often found these maidens in Ireland when you get an Aidan O'Brien trained horse, and they end up being sort of 4-5, 4-6 in the one. They go off sort of 2-5, 1-3. So that could well be the case here.
Okay, the second race is also a maiden. This is at 5:30, and this is a maiden over the same trip, over a mile and a half a furlong. And we've got a bit of a short price favourite in the shape of Piet Mondrian, who's 11-8. He's got a 157-day absence to overcome, and he was relatively impressive encouraging on debut, but disappointed after that. What do you make of the Aidan O'Brien runner?
Well, he comes with a slightly more shrouded in mystery, if you like, than the first favourite of Aidan O'Brien's. He ran, as you said, quite well first time up in a decent race at Leopardstown on his debut last year. Went into quite a few notebooks when keeping on quite well for minimal pressure. The form of that race has worked out quite well. So he was quite an exciting prospect at the beginning of the season. He ran on the very first day of the Irish flat season on Irish Lincoln Day when he was fourth. But you'd probably put that down to the really bad ground, why he didn't run so quickly. He runs so badly, and he hasn't run since, which is a little bit of a head-scratcher. I'm not sure what's been the problem with Piet Mondrian. But if all's well, then he certainly should be good enough to take this race, because albeit he didn't show spectacularly strong form first time up at the Curra, neither have his rivals, in all honesty. Late Rosebud's had quite a few chances, and she ran in a really weak maiden down in Leopardstown the other day. It contained a horse like Il Palazzo, who has had numerous chances from the Aidan O'Brien stable and has yet to get off the mark. Tax Reform, well, he was well outpaced the other day by Lady O'Malley, who finished fourth of five when returning to that track yesterday. So the second and third favourite in the market don't look much cop, so it's all about Pierre Mondrian. If the market signals suggest this horse is very strongly fancied, do keep your eye on the betting today, then Pierre Mondrian is definitely the one to beat here.
OK, the third race is the first handicap of the evening. This is at 6 o'clock, and it's a handicap over a mile and a half a furlong. We have Indian Icon at the top of the betting as we record this in the morning. He's currently 9-4, relatively lightly raced, looks to be going the right way, has Connor King on board, which is a positive for most people, I'm sure, and it was a little bit unlucky last time, Andy, and drawn well this evening, shouldn't have too much problem. Do you think Indian Icon's the one to beat?
Arguably, yeah, he's certainly the one with the most improvement, you say, being a three-year-old with fewer convictions. He's had a good start to his career. He managed to win second time up at Roscommon, beating a couple of horses that had the previous experience. And then in his first handicap ran a nice race down in Leopardstown. Probably the ground did for him at Galway when he was strongly fancied. He actually ran in the same race that R. Connor won the year before. So it was no great surprise to see him very well backed on that day. Obviously, Desi Hughes looking to duplicate that success of 12 months previously. He's booked Connor King tonight, which obviously is a very strong intent that this horse is very well fancied. And the better ground is going to suit, because obviously his win came on quick ground at Roscommon. He stays well, and he might well end up being a juvenile hurdler as well. His stable companion, of course, last year went on to win the Triumph Hurdle. The Danes as well, Maudley Mandling comes in here in fantastic form, winning her last two starts. She's likely to make the run in here. And drawn in stall two, Donald Kinsella, three-odd, is certainly not one to write off. The one I'd probably go with, however, at the price here is Cardual. Also, I tipped rather audaciously last time out at Galway, off the back of very little to go on. But you often find that he comes good at this time of year. And if the indications are right off that run at Galway the other day, when he stayed him very powerfully from the back end of the field behind Capitol Hill, then we've got to take him quite seriously here tonight. Vassoni, who was fourth in that race, has won at Sligo since. And he's also won here around this track as well, Cardio, and that was last year. And he comes here with a very similar profile, having had three runs to get him teed up for this event. Decent ground wouldn't inconvenience him too much. He does stay well. And I think Cardio ran about 6-7-1 mark. Probably represents the value each way bet in that 6 o'clock.
OK, the big race of the evening is the 6:30, and this is the listed race. It's the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, and it's over a mile and a half a furlong again. No surprise to see that Aidan O'Brien targets this race. He's won the last four renewals of it, and he has two runners in this lineup this evening, Hanky Panky and Snow Queen, but neither of their form is massively above anything else, is it, Andy? It's quite an open listed race.
Amazed how industrious these two horses have been, as you pointed out, Hanky Panky and Snow Queen. They've probably had about 15 to 16 runs already this season, so certainly deserve a rest at some stage, but they're going to be kept going here. Out of the two, I certainly prefer Hanky Panky, who has been running consistently well without actually getting her head in front in races similar to this. Speed figure-wise, she actually comes out really well on the numbers. That fifth behind along came Casey reads really well. The likes of Belle de Crease in Say give that race a decent shape to it down in Garen, that Hurry Harriet race. And then she was fifth again over Inadequate 7 the other day behind Fierce Solana et al. In the first time blinkers. Michael Hussey, who doesn't have too many rides nowadays, takes the ride. And I think probably she would be my each-way recommendation here in this race. Snow Queen, well, it's hard to trust at the moment, this horse, because she's got the habit of breaking slowly. And I think she does break on terms like she did at Galway. She's definitely got a chance, but you just couldn't trust her with as far as you could throw at the moment. Captain Joy, well, he's a fairly consistent animal, probably better on the all-weather, as you see by his form figures. He's a four-time winner at Dundalk, but he's 0-8 on the turf. And Alaval, the second favourite, well, I'm not sure he's an absolute out-and-out miler either. His two wins have come over seven, and on the times that he's tried a mile or beyond this season, he's come up a little bit short. So there's going to be a little bit of a shock here, and I'm hoping it could well be Hanky Panky.
OK, Hanky Panky to continue Aidan O'Brien's dominance of this race then. The 7 o'clock is back into handicap company. This is another handicap over the extended mile, and we've got 15 of them to go to post in this. 9-2 the field is recording in the morning. Andy, what do you like for the 7 o'clock?
A lot of infrequent winners here, and horses that find it hard to get their head in front, so certainly not one for the faint-hearted. I'd imagine Apache Gold will be high up on most punters' lists here because he's been second here on his last start behind Measured Approval. And then he ran quite well the other day down in Tipperary, finishing fifth behind Mamma Rosa and Marl, who rear proses tonight. I think with his track form and a good draw, Apache Gold will certainly give you a good run for your money. Another one to mention as well is a horse called Kalino, a mare trained by Roger Sweeney. And this horse often finishes its race off quite strongly, and this uphill climb here tonight at Killarney will certainly play into this horse's strengths. She was miles back the other day behind Maudlin Mandolin on the all-weather at Dundalk, but traditionally she finished off her race with a good deal of gusto, finishing into third from a very uncompromising position. I actually got her doing a very quick split time on that occasion, so she certainly remains in good form. She hasn't got too much to find on the form with quite a few of these, and she's just a little bit of a punt at a price. I wouldn't get massively carried away with her or this race indeed in summary, but I think Kalino, each way, round about 7-1. She's one of the ones that I've certainly got on the shortlist, and she'll do for me here.
Okay, on to the penultimate race next then. This is the 7:30, which is a handicap over a mile and 3 furlongs this time. And the betting looks like this. Shalaman is 2-1, Hisabart 4-1, it's 7s for 18 Summers, the alarm and the alarm clock. Long Journey Home is 9s, 10s for Fairy Like, 12-1 or bigger prices the remainder. Who'd you like in the penultimate race, Andy?
It's got to be Shalaman here, Mark. He's going to be my nap of the night. I think this horse has been incredibly lucky not to get his head in front ever since he got the race in the steward's room here 3 starts ago when he was the moral winner. He finished just in behind Positive Vibes and got the race in the steward's room when he was obviously very badly interfered with late on. Back in third was Castle Guest from the Mickey Halford barn, and he's won since. So I think the form of the race is really strong. He then went to Leopardstown in that amateur rider race, and I didn't think Anna O'Brien gave him the greatest of rides, dropping him out far too far at the back door. He finished off with a rattle to get within half a length of Polish Rock, and everyone in the world obviously marked him up as an unlucky loser that day, and it was no great surprise, therefore, in a similar race at the Curragh the other day with Anna O'Brien back on board, that he was sent off a well back 5-4 favourite. He was back from 5-2 into a very short price. So there was one or two fingers burnt in the Dennis Hogan camp on that occasion. But again, in a slowly run race, I didn't think Anna O'Brien was overly tactically astute on this horse. Again, once again, let Polish Rock and Jazz Girl get first run. Was catching them hand over fist coming towards the line, but unfortunately couldn't quite reel them in. Back to Killarney tonight with Lee Roach back on board, who obviously was unlucky on this horse 3 starts ago. I think this horse will get himself back into the winner's enclosure tonight. I don't think this is a race of particularly strong events. Hisabart obviously comes in off the back of a very good run in the Galway Hurdle when he was noticing doing some very good late work in the first time visor in that very good race. If he can translate that back to the flat, then he's going to be dangerous. But the likes of 18 Summers, the alarm clock, they don't win very often. Long Journey Home, again, he's an infrequent winner. He'll probably make the run in here and guarantee a good pay. So it should set it up nicely for Shalaman. This uphill climb will suit him tonight. And with Anna O'Brien off tonight, I think we can rub our hands and get involved with this horse around about the 2-1 mark this morning.
OK, we'll finish the card at 8 o'clock with an EBF Fillies Maiden over 1 mile and 3 furlongs, and a shorty at the top of the betting in the shape of Trina Seal, who's 6-5, and this Jessica Harrington filly is progressive, and she went close last time, Andy, and was well backed on that occasion as well. Do you think she'll get off the mark this evening? She's going the right way, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, yeah. I'd expect her to win tonight, particularly running on this better ground. She's by Galileo, and a lot of those size offspring do want a quick surface. So she's run really well, considering the ground has probably been on the easy side for her on her last 2 starts. In a red hot race down in Navan 2 starts ago when she was fifth behind Quiri. But you look at the horses that have come out of that race, the likes of Saxo Jack, who's won twice since, and Great Explorer, who also has won a couple of races subsequently. That was a very good heat. And then probably the ground, as I said, was a little bit too gluey for it, Galway behind Exotic. But she did some good late work in the end, having been very well backed. I think she was back from 8-1 into 4-1. So she's been knocking at the door. Opposition, well, looks a little bit thin on the ground as well, which gives her an ideal opportunity to get ahead in front here tonight. Chiox has had plenty of chances and was well beaten the last day down in Leopardstown. And Papaya, well, very much accordance to how John Ox's season has gone. This horse has offered up very little in the way of encouragement. A very small, unprepossessing, a horse that's lacking in scope, Papaya. I certainly wouldn't want to get anywhere near her, and she got well beat the other day down in Tremor, so I'd stick a fork in her. So this is very much Tree Nassil's race to lose. She's got the form, she's got the better ground, and I think she'll be very well back to win the last race.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. If you'll just give us a quick summary of your selections at Killarney then before you go.
Yeah, it looks a really strong card here tonight at Killarney. I think Kingfisher could be one of the gambles of the night in the first race if the Aidan O'Brien camp gets stuck into him, and I expect him to win a second time of asking. It could be another one for Aidan O'Brien in the 5.30 because Piet Mondrian has got all the right credentials to take a race of this nature. In the 6 o'clock, I'll take a bit of a chance at Cargill gets his head in front today. He's certainly got everything in his favour, and he looks a decent each-way bet. As you said, Aidan O'Brien dominates the 6.30. Could well be the fifth year running that he gets his name on the roll of honour here, and Hanky Panky is probably the number one choice for me at the prices. In the 7 o'clock, I'll take a punt that Kelino comes from a long way back in the mile handicap. Shalaman's the best bet on the card in the 7.30. I'll be really disappointed if this horse isn't hugely competitive tonight, off the back of two unlucky runs on his last two starts in amateur rider races. And in the 8 o'clock, then the second best bet on the card is Trina Seal.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. And enjoy at Killarney this evening.
I will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.